Good morning, beloved. Thank you for having me into your homes on this beautiful Monday morning as we share a few moments together with God's Word. Today we are in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 2 through 16. Today's reading begins with what appears to be a continuation of the thoughts Paul expressed earlier in chapter 6, verse 13. Paul is happy to hear that the Corinthians were concerned about him and were sorry for the way they had been acting. He refers to a letter in which he apparently had criticized the actions and behavior of some of the Corinthian Christians. And God's saving word for us as we begin this week is spiritual renewal. So let's begin reading 2 Corinthians chapter 7 at verse 2. Make room for us in your hearts. We have wronged no one. We have ruined no one, nor tried to take advantage of anyone. I do not say this to condemn you, for, as I have said before, you are so dear to us that we are always together, whether we live or die. I am so sure of you, I take such pride in you. In all our troubles, I am still full of courage, and I am running over with joy. Even after we arrived in Macedonia, we did not have any rest. There were troubles everywhere, quarrels with others, fears in our hearts. But God, who encourages the downhearted, encouraged us with the coming of Titus. It was not only his coming that cheered us, but also his report of how you encouraged him. He told us how much you want to see me and how sorry you are, how ready you are to defend me, and so I am even happier now. For even in that letter of mine I made you sad. I'm not sorry I wrote it. I could have been sorry when I saw that it made you sad for a while, but now I am happy, not because I made you sad, but because your sadness made you change your ways. That sadness was used by God, and so we caused you no harm. For the sadness that is used by God brings a change of heart that leads to salvation, and there is no regret in that. But sadness that is merely human causes death. See what God did with this sadness of yours, how earnest it has made you, how eager to prove your innocence. Such indignation, such alarm, such feeling, such devotion, such readiness to punish wrongdoing. You have shown yourself to be without fault in all the whole matter. So, even though I wrote that letter, it was not because of the one who did wrong or the one who was wronged. Instead, I wrote it to make it plain to you in God's sight how deep your devotion to us really is. That is why we were encouraged. Not only were we encouraged, how happy Titus made us with his happiness over the way in which all of you helped cheer him up. I did boast of you to him, and you have not disappointed me. We have always spoken the truth to you, and in the same way, the boast we now made to Titus has proved true. And so his love for you grows stronger as he remembers how all of you were ready to obey his instructions, how you welcomed him with fear and trembling. How happy I am that I can depend on you completely. And today's key verse is 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10, where Paul writes, "For the sadness that is caused by God brings a change of heart that leads to salvation." You know, beloved, we have in our Bibles 1 and 2 Corinthians, but history tells us that there were probably four letters that Paul wrote to the Corinthians. Just two of them didn't survive the cut, you might say. But in one of those letters, it is obvious that he made reference to the fact that there was somebody who was causing dissension and, you know, just the whole matter needed to be addressed. And Paul was so happy that the opportunity was made, the matter was addressed, and now everybody is brought back into fellowship. You know, and that's how it needs to be in God's church. There doesn't need to be the bickering, the quarreling, the backbiting. If there is a problem, we address it, get it under the blood, and we begin again our walk towards the finish line of our faith, our salvation. Let's pray. Loving God, may my words and actions this day reflect my love and respect for your will and your ways. Keep my heart and mind on you so that I may experience the full joy that comes from being in your presence and serving you. Amen. Well, that brings the end to our time together on this beautiful Monday morning. Join me tomorrow when we will be reading 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 through 15, where the Apostle Paul encourages the Corinthians to be generous in their giving. And so, until tomorrow then, beloved, may God richly bless you and your families, is my prayer for you.